we know that we're in a portion of heaven in this place, in the atmosphere, not meaning in this building, but where we all dwell. I don't have time to do that teaching. Most of us know that. Most of us have dug deep enough to know. But there are so many more mysteries that God is releasing right now. And I want you to also understand that the frequencies of what our thought life is gets a hold of the spiritual realm. It's not only be careful what you say, because you have what you say, it's even be careful what you're thinking. So I'm going to share a little bit by paper. It's okay. None of that moves me. Frequencies of heaven. As sons of the living God, as co-workers and co-creators with him, we're not just poor little miserable sinners out here that's always going to sin. We're not that. This is what God says. Today we have to begin to recognize who we really are. That what was used to be is no longer. Recognize that you are a son of God, that you're joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, that everything he has is yours, that you're exalted to the right hand of God the Father, that you're the head and not the tail, you're the beginning and not the end, you're a royal priesthood, you're a holy nation, you're loved and compassion, and so with Christ, and he calls you to be one that's full of love and compassion. Everything we say has eternal repercussions. Everything. So it's like this. Use your imagination for a moment. Someone starts setting up dominoes back there. It went down through the front door and came back around and came up this way. It went down that way and down and back around to the front door and around through a kitchen area, hallway, back down here, and it came around here and swung around about three times. Dominoes. So when we say a word, whether it's a good word or not a good word, you flick that domino, and that's how far and even beyond that goes. That word. So I can say this because I know my characteristic has been one of, I've learned to grumble inside, but see, God talked to me about that. That's why I can talk to you about it. Because, you know, you don't grumble, you don't say things you shouldn't, you don't complain, you don't criticize, you don't do all these things. But we do those things about even ourselves, and God's not happy. He's not pleased because what he says is, what you say you are, you are. Because the word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I love how Dr. Miles Monroe put it. He said, as a man thinks, that's the man. So if you think this much of yourself, whatever that is, that's where you are. If you dare to believe something greater, that's where you be. You know, when children grow up, I have two sons that told me what they wanted to do when they were seven. You know, they're different ages, but when they were seven, and they're doing that now. They're married and have children, and family, but they're doing that thing they told me when they were seven. Why? Because they use their imagination, and I would go by and say things every now and then, because the word says, teach a child, train a child up in the way he should go, he would not depart from it. We always think that's just the word. It's the whole part of everything. So I would just say little things here and there and yonder and stuff like that. But they're both doing exactly what they told me they would do when they were seven. But they use their imagination. See, your imagination is where you step into, and once you step into it, it becomes real. But it's your imagination that gets you there. You know, I know a lot of people are ascending today. There's different things about it, you know, that's being said. I could give you a whole lineage of the moves of God from back from the dark ages, or even back from the book of Matthew and Mark, all the way through to the prophets beginning, and then the dark ages and on into where we're at now. I can actually tell you what God has done and you and give you the dates. So we can't, that which we're in now, when we look to the future and see what God is trying to do, then we criticize it. We need to stop it. We criticize things that we don't understand. It's normal. But we need to stop it. God wants us to get on the one note, the one sound. We are so full of frequency, we have no idea the frequency we carry. We know we're water, 70%+ of water. You know, they say when you're at the pool, get out of the pool because it's lightning, right? And then they want you to get under, go somewhere and get undercover because the lightning's after that water. And you're full of water. If you look at YouTube, you see how many people have been struck by lightning. They weren't even near the water. Everything has a frequency. Right now, there are radio waves going through us, television waves going through us, and all kinds of other waves going through us right now. God is always speaking, and there's always talk in the atmosphere, and there's always waves. I remember talking on the phone to somebody about 4 years ago. I was in my garage, and we stopped because we could hear other people talking on our phone, and that person was way somewhere else, and I was there in my garage, and I heard a whole nother conversation. God gave me privy to that conversation. Because there's always something being spoken all the time. Say all the time. And when David said that God has as much thoughts for me as the sand, think about it. Go out there and pick up some sand and see if you can count the grains as you're releasing it from your hand. See, because he's already spoken every word that's in your book that's already there. And we talked about this earlier. But that's where we get our angelic help from. So today a lady asked about, I forgot what it was, but anyway, I said, talk about it. Because if you want to see angels, talk about it. If you're too afraid to see angels, don't talk about it. Because you have what you say. I want to see angels. I've seen angels. I want to go greater in the prophetic because I want to go greater in the prophetic. Because as Pastor said today, the prophetic is the foundation of everything. The dreams, the visions, everything, all of that has frequency, and all of that frequency is the prophetic. When you get on the one note, and we're all together as one, it opens up something that is called the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Everything in the earth was created by frequency. Now, I know I could go on and on about it because it's a lot to teach. But when the word says in Genesis that the Holy Spirit said that the Spirit of God hovered over the earth, hovered over the waters, and then the earth came. Do you all realize that of the frequency he released? Some scripture texts say groaned. Too many scripture texts, too many differentiations. Study the Hebrew and get it right. But he groaned over the waters, which the earth was just all water. I mean, there was no earth. And then the earth started becoming and everything therein. And look how he's connected us. Trees. Planted by the rivers of living water, it's a frequency. I was talking about the movie Lucy today and how she began to see the life of the trees all the way down underground to the root system because trees are alive. They do bring healing to the nations, by the way. Are you catching this? Some scripture texts say, and the Spirit of the Lord brooded over the waters, and God said, let there be light. Because it was dark. So this brooding frequency actually ushered the spirit of man into the earth to be unified with his soul and body. Because I'm sure most of us that's sitting here know that we already were before we came because we're eternal. And then when this body goes away, then we will continue throughout our eternity. Most people know that, right? So I shared with people yesterday, last night or today, that's why you may have a lot of prophecies and you have walked out some of those prophecies. Some of those prophecies can be walked out by you. There are reasons why they aren't. Choices and all those things. But also we live eternally. So why do we feel like every prophecy has to be walked out while we're here now? If we're eternal. That was a Jimmyism. For the earnest expectation of the creature awaits for the manifestations of the sons of God. What is the manifestation that all creation is groaning for? Sons of God, to move in healing. Do you know that the sound of your voice, when you're ministering to someone for healing, releases a frequency, or whether or not you believe it or you're doubting it? Did you catch that? Anyway, are we ready for that? And if you'd have it up a little bit loud, I'd appreciate it. I want you to watch this and catch the revelation of this.
The film you are about to see has no characters.
These are millennials.
If you spare a little of your imagination, it is a film to describe to you the effect of cymatic frequencies on matter.
That's just being done by frequency from that microphone. worth the applause. I didn't do it. God did it. So we are affected by frequency all the time. And have you ever walked into a household and you could tell that there's been arguing and things like that, or that household feels very... Right now, several of us are staying in a home that when you walk in, you know that angels are present, there's lots of love, and it's just a bomb home to be in out here in Morrison. But you can tell the opposite, too. And then you can also look up online I think his name is Matsumoto, who did the rice, where you put the three containers of the same rice, and then on this rice, you go by every day and say, I hate you. And that rice over there, you go, And this rice over here, you go, I love you. After a period of time, if you can look it up, after a period of time, the hate you turns an ugly, mucky black, like a black green. The one you ignore, not as bad, but it looks like you definitely wouldn't want to eat it. It's like a tan or brown. And the one that love is just bubbly. It looks whiter than it did when you put it in the thing. Or you can just stick a sign on it. I love you. Ignore. I hate you. Same difference. He also does it with plants. It's because of the frequency. If you came up to me and asked me a question and I just walked away and ignored you, it's not so much what I did. The frequency that I released is damaging to you when I do that. It's not so much that I did it as far as my body moved away from you. It's the frequency behind it that does it. It stays with you for a long time. So why am I sharing this? Because that's what we are. We're love, we're light, we're frequency, etc. There's so much more. That's why we'll be doing these gatherings all over Friday nights and Saturday mornings. Jeremiah 33:3 is once a month, right? So this isn't normally included in those gatherings under manifestation, global manifestations, which is the ministry that I have been blessed to serve from the Lord, by the Lord. And it'll be strictly training and equipping and teaching you what the Lord says. And teaching you the real deal, what the Lord says. Thank you. So you can see I'm struggling up here. In the Word of God, he said many times, I am the Son of Man. I did pull up a lot of scriptures. I'm not going to read them. But when he came and said that he was the Word and the Word was made flesh and nothing that came without coming through him. So if he said that he came and the word came and the word was made flesh, but also before that it said that everything that came via him. And if we are eternal, we were in that word that came. Everything that came via through us as well. V-I-A. I'm going to say Selah on that. That's how powerful you are. That's why God says you carry all that authority. That's why in Genesis he said you would subdue and be the ones that run the land. That's why we're ambassadors. That's why we're the government of all the earth and the universe. That. We need to do a lot more studying. I don't like it when it's quiet. I'm not sure what that means. What God is saying is, I didn't play around when I designed you. And I didn't tell you that I put my authority in you for you to say what you can and can't do. And I didn't do what I did for you to say, I cannot be a participator in the manifestations of sons. That's it. Say amen.